temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to RonnieTheTaxLady.com.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes. And your first week is free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, we know that the presidential race is on, even those that have not announced. Mike Pence, for instance, is going to Iowa today. The race is on. But it is interesting that down in Florida, DeSantis country, Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida has come out and yesterday announced his endorsement for Trump with Newsmax. Here it is.
I'm happy and honored to endorse Donald J. Trump for president in 2024. He's the only person that can reverse on day one all these disastrous policies of the Biden administration and the type of things that have happened under the Biden administration would have never happened under President Trump. We need to right all the wrongs that have happened under this administration, fix the things that happened in Afghanistan, support our military and our veterans, and do the things that the America First agenda stands for, and that is one person, Donald Trump. He's widely supported in my district, widely supported in Florida, and I'm honored to add my endorsement to the long list of endorsements for President Trump.
Your endorsement is interesting because it's coming out of the state of Florida. And Ron DeSantis runs your state, and Ron DeSantis is also a very viable contender in 2024 and has been a fantastic governor of your state. Was this a difficult decision? How did you come to it?
It wasn't a difficult decision for me. President Trump has always been there, both personally and professionally. I think the American First agenda is what people in Florida are looking for. Governor DeSantis just recently got elected. He hasn't even been reelected for 6 months, and I would hope that he would continue to concentrate on the great job that he's doing as the governor of the state of Florida. I hear from constituents all the time that want him to finish out his term and support President Trump, and I'm honored to be part of President Trump's team.
That's Greg Stubbe, the congressman from Florida, Ron DeSantis' country, endorsing Trump, of all people. You're going to see this. They'll be rolling more people like Greg Stubbe out. I can just about promise you that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Randy Sutton will join us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. More shootings over the weekend. We'll talk about that and the policing that goes with it. Plus, a really great fundraiser that I hope you'll take advantage of. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A GOP senator says he'll propose a no-confidence vote against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Roger Marshall says he'll be introducing a vote of no-confidence resolution as a number of GOP lawmakers express their disappointment at an influx of illegal immigrants during the Biden administration. Marshall's promise coincides with talk in the GOP-controlled House of impeaching Mayorkas over mismanagement, they say, that's propelling the fentanyl crisis, high crime rates, and child sex trafficking. Senator Marshall even said he's waiting for the House to deliver articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, who he described as, quote, not fit to faithfully carry out the duties of his office. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at townhall.com, Southwest grounded flights nationwide earlier today due to technical issues. Julie Walker with that report.
Southwest planes were stopped from taking off for what the airline called an intermittent technology issue, causing more than 1,500 flight delays just 4 months after the carrier suffered a meltdown over the Christmas travel rush. Southwest and the FAA said by late morning on the East Coast that the pause had been lifted. The Dallas-based airline blamed the issue on a vendor-supplied firewall going down and a connection to some operational data was unexpectedly lost. I'm Julie Walker.
Dr. Charles Stanley has passed away. The pastor and Christian broadcaster spent 65 years in the ministry and was founder of In Touch Ministries to spread Bible teaching around the world. He was 90 years old. Tonight is the tax deadline. Returns need to be mailed by midnight. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 10 points today, but the S&P was up 3. More at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments. treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at NuFem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.nufemme.com. That's NUFEMME.com. Embrace the new you.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Southwest Airlines planes were grounded nationwide for what the airline called intermittent technology issues, causing more than 1,700 flight delays earlier today, just 4 months after the carrier suffered a meltdown over the Christmas travel rush. The hold on departures was lifted later this morning, shortly after it was announced, according to Southwest and the FAA, but not before traffic at airports from Denver to New York City were backed up. The city of Henderson picks one of its own to be its new police chief. Holly Chadwick, a 21-year veteran of the city's police force, has been a police captain since 2019. She's a graduate of the FBI National Academy, holds a doctorate in public administration, 2 bachelor's degrees, and a master's degree from UNLV. Chadwick is expected to officially become the Henderson police chief on May 2nd. When you think of the Mirage Hotel Casino, you're not thinking a locals casino. But you might want to rethink that, as the Strip property is undergoing a transition to the Hard Rock brand, and they're going after the local customer base. If you have a valid Nevada ID, guess what? You'll qualify for free parking.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're seeing the typical slowing through the Dropicana construction zone right now, both directions on the 15 through the resort corridor. Northbound beginning around Hacienda, southbound at Spring Mountain. Also, a little congestion into downtown, Interstate 515 north at Eastern.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number 2 of Live and Local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, always love to have him, Randy Sutton, the retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he's got a great fundraiser that's going to be going on, and we'll tell you more about that here as we go along. But Randy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always appreciated. We had more gun violence over the weekend, and of course that means people are going to give you the knee-jerk reaction of, we need more gun control, more gun control. What about the stuff that happened over the weekend? I know you follow this pretty closely.
Yeah, there's been a lot of gun violence going on, and you know, one of the things I found very interesting from the mass shooting in Alabama, where there was 4 kids killed, more than 20 injured at a birthday party,
Sweet 16.
Yeah, Sweet 16. I've been following that pretty close, and you know, there is very, very little information coming out about that, which makes me concerned that we're not getting the full story about this. It's been really kind of closed-mouthed about it. So, you know, was it gang-related? Was it a domestic situation? We're not getting the word about it. So it's hard to even make any judgments other than, you know, more and more senseless violence. But we also got to look at the insanity of Chicago, where hundreds of thugs literally went wilding on a rampage. People got shot there too. There were people beaten. There was cars set on fire. And then the mayor came out, both Lightfoot and the new mayor, and minimized it to the point where it's like not even a matter of concern for them, which shows that once again, this is accepted by the political left. And until there is an outcry from the public saying we've had enough, this is going to continue. So there's a lot happening, and I'm not seeing anything on the horizon that is showing any signs of some modicum of intelligence when it comes to dealing with crime.
You've got an 86-year-old man in my old stomping ground where I grew up in Kansas City. And, you know, the question is the Castle Doctrine. Is it in effect? Is it not in effect? Explain what the Castle Doctrine is.
The Castle Doctrine is basically that every man has the right to defend his castle, otherwise known as his home, or it could be his car. But it's basically you don't have to run away, that you can stand in defense of yourself. And the Castle Doctrine is generally used for when it comes down to residences, that if you don't have to, because there were times when in some states that tried to say that you should run away from your own house and not shoot an assailant in your own home. So that's a protection for against any prosecution if you're defending your own castle, your own home.
I'm curious what your advice to homeowners would be. We saw the case in St. Louis where the protesters, and they had, you know, I'm trying to think of the name of the couple, but they were in St. Louis.
Yeah, the attorneys.
Yes.
The attorneys.
And they brandished weapons and were charged with crimes, all kinds of things. It was really ugly. What is your advice, though, to people? If somebody comes to your door and rings the doorbell and you don't recognize them, do you run away?
No, you don't run away, but you don't shoot them either. I mean, we've seen in the last couple of days innocent people being shot. Several people in a car pulled into the wrong driveway, and the homeowner just opened fire on him and killed a young girl. Then we have the other one where it was the wrong home once again, and so unless you're really in fear for your life or feel fear of bodily injury, then you got to use common sense here. You don't open the door, you call 911, and then you stand back. If that person then attempts to break into your home, that's an entirely different story. Then you defend yourself, you defend your home. But if someone's standing outside your door and they're not posing a threat, if you feel threatened from that, you need to think about what that threat truly is. This is the era in which we live, Kevin, and that is we live in a lawless time. And, normal, everyday people see what's happening around the country, realize that sometimes the police, they're not even coming. I mean, in Austin, Texas, it's 45 minutes to respond to a 911 call. Well, by that time, you're done. So people are in fear. And this is all part of the degeneration of the criminal justice system. And it is literally being torn apart brick by brick.
But if indeed we are regressing to the wild, wild west, is there a step between doing nothing and shooting somebody? I mean, unlike cops who have batons, they've got tasers, they got all kinds of tools to use. The local homeowner, what exactly do they have?
Well, they have only themselves. They don't have another tool. they have to, you know, threaten. You know, you can say, I've got a gun. If you come in here, I'm going to shoot you. And even if you don't have a gun, you can say that. That might, it's happened before where people realize that they're not going to, that there's a threat to them if they go in and continue with their criminal activity. But, you know, here's the last thing you want. You don't want to shoot a person, an innocent person, who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then deal with the consequences of that. It's life-altering. It's life-destroying.
Well, if there is a silver lining to all of this, the youngster who went to the wrong address to pick up his family and friends didn't die, and he is back at home, and that's a good thing. Now the question is, what do you do with an 86-year-old guy in Kansas City who fires into the glass door? What do you do with him?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, if an individual is in fear, right, it's always the perception of fear. And this is where a prosecutor, you know, prosecutors make judgment calls all the time on whether or not to prosecute. And because this happened doesn't mean that prosecutor has to prosecute. There are other alternatives to this. You know, the mental condition of the homeowner is really, really important in this particular case to make a determination whether or not that individual should be charged. So this isn't an open and shut case where the you know, this is what inevitably is going to happen. Is that the homeowner is going to be charged? You know, that there's also the civil remedy to this. I guarantee you there's going to be a civil lawsuit by the family, and maybe that's the most appropriate, venue to deal with this. So, you know, these are what prosecutors and district attorneys, those who take their job seriously. This is a determinative goal for them, is to look at the totality of the circumstances and make a decision. Did this guy act with intent? Did he act recklessly? Was he, because of his mental deterioration, in fear, even if it was irrational? Is there justice in criminally charging him? And that's really the venue of the district attorney or prosecutor.
You and I have talked countless times over the years, and we've talked a lot about your favorite project, your life's work, which is The Wounded Blue. How did you come upon The Wounded Blue?
Well, you're right in that I never intended to make that my life's mission. You know, after 34 years as a police officer, I didn't even intend to retire when I did, but I suffered a stroke in my police car, and that ended my police career. And then I did, unfortunately, what happened after that was helped to shape the rest of my future, and that was that the workers' compensation system, which is about as crooked and corrupt as it gets, failed me entirely, and my own county said, we're not even paying your medical bills. And I was shocked. And I later found out, after I had to go to court, had to force my own police agency and my own county to pay my medical bills and give me the benefits that were legally mine. It was a very lonely place to be. And then, because of all the other things I've done, as you know, written books and been in movies and TV shows, cops started reaching out to me from around the nation. Randy, I know you don't know me, but I was shot in the line of duty. They're not paying my medical bills. Randy, I was hit by a car. They're not paying my medical bills. They've thrown me away. And one after another, after another, after another. And I thought there had to be a resource for these men and women for help. And determined that there was no national resource. So I created it, and that is The Wounded Blue. And we are the National Assistance and Support Organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. And we've helped more than 14,000 in the last 4 years, Kevin. More than 14,000 cops who have been basically, who are suffering from either physical or psychological and emotional injuries and don't have anyone to turn to help. So we provide peer support. I have an amazing team of police officers. Everybody on my team has been shot, stabbed, beaten, run over, had faced serious trauma, and want to continue to serve, and they do in really, really dramatic ways. We've saved a lot of lives, Kevin. In fact, I was just informed the other day by someone who we had helped, who contacted me and said, Randy, if it hadn't been for you and the Wounded Blue, I would have taken my own life. Mm. So when you hear things like that, you understand how important it is that that you continue a mission like this. And so, it's really interesting. We've got something coming up that I'm really, really proud of that came out of nowhere. We were contacted by it's a country music event that's going to be taking place in Huntsville, Alabama on the 25th of this month. And this has been planned for a year. These are the biggest names in country music. I'm talking Trace Adkins, Travis Tritt, Kenny Chesnutt, you name it, they're in this. Winona Judd. Everybody who's in a star in the country music industry is going to show up for a tribute to George Jones, one of the most beloved country music singers in history. And it's actually being put on by his widow, Nancy, who is just an amazing person. Well, a couple of weeks ago, two Huntsville, Alabama police officers were gunned down. Mm-hmm. One was killed, Officer Crumby, and the other one is severely injured, and that's Officer Morin. And these country music folks contacted us and said, we want to help support these families. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to buy a bunch of guitars, and we're going to sell these guitars for $1,000, and whoever buys one can pick their favorite country artist to sign it and personalize it to them.
Oh, that's great. So
I don't know that this has ever happened in history, but if you're a country music fan, you know that getting a signed guitar, I've seen them sell at auctions for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And so you can get your very own signed, autographed guitar for $1,000 by just going to adoptacop.com and looking at the Wounded Blue order form. And we're going to be supporting these officers' families, Officer Crumby's family, because, of course, he was killed, and Officer Morin's family as he deals with his severe injuries. So if you go to adoptacop.com and just scroll down to the order form and get yourself a cigar. You can tell what I got on my mind.
Yeah.
A guitar. And support these heroes. This is something at the Wounded Blue. I'm so proud that this organization that's putting on this sold-out concert that's also going to be on PBS. It's going to be a PBS special. And they've teamed with the Wounded Blue, not out of obligation, but out of respect for law enforcement, saying, what can we do to help? So whoever is a country music fan or just wants to support these two officers' families, I ask them to go to adoptacop.com and order a guitar, choose your favorite country star, and be part of something that's bigger than all of us.
I think that's tremendous. So even, you know, just because you don't live in the Huntsville, Alabama area, if you live here in Southern Nevada, you want to pick up one of these guitars, you want to contribute to a great, great cause. I think this is a great idea. I'm so glad you got involved in this.
Yeah, me too. And you know, here's the other part of this, that these concert promoters, when they heard about what the Wounded Blue is doing, we have now decided that in November, we're going to hold a country music gala to raise money for the Wounded Blue. And we've got some major stars that are going to sign on to this. And it's going to be, we're going to hold it in Nashville. So this is going to be really, really fun. People can go to our website, thewoundedblue.com.